Violence continued overnight across the UK after demonstrators tried to storm hotels housing asylum seekers on the sixth day of escalating disorder. Disturbances have spread throughout the UK following the deaths of three girls in a knife attack in Southport last week. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer vowed that rioters would regret engaging in what he called far-right thuggery and promised that those involved in unrest would face the full force of the law.
Be in no doubt, those that have participated in this violence will face the full force of the law. I guarantee you will regret taking part in this disorder, whether directly or those whipping up this action online.
Police investigating reports of violence and disorder on the streets of Belfast on Saturday have charged four men. Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly is due to speak with the PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher today following unrest in Belfast over the weekend. Police were attacked, vehicles were burned and several businesses were targeted in rioting on Saturday. The PSNI said those involved have brought shame on the city. CCTV is being reviewed and more arrests are expected to be made. The four men are due before Belfast Magistrates Court later today. In Bangladesh, protesters are demanding the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's resignation following the deadliest day of unrest since demonstrations erupted last month. Bangladesh has been engulfed by violence that began last month after student groups demanded the scrapping of a controversial quota system in government jobs. Protesters are now calling for a march to the capital, Dhaka, in defiance of a nationwide curfew a day after clashes killed around 100 people. Hundreds of thousands of protesters and government supporters yesterday battled each other with sticks and knives, and security forces opened fire with rifles. The US is deploying additional military resources in the Middle East as a defensive measure with a goal of de-escalating tensions in the region. Tensions have increased following the assassination last Wednesday of Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh, a day after an Israeli strike in Beirut killed Fuad Shukr, a senior military commander from the Lebanese group Hezbollah. The US National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reiterated that the United States will stand with Israel in the event of any attack by Hezbollah or Iran.
When the Supreme Leader says he's going to avenge, we have to take that seriously. Now, I don't know what they're going to do or when they're going to do it, but we got to make darn sure that we're ready and that we have the capabilities in the region to be able to help Israel defend itself and, quite frankly, defend our own people, our own facilities, our own national security interests.
The European Union has said the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's controversial re-election last month cannot be recognised because the country's electoral authority has not given its official voting records. In a statement, the EU Council said that any attempt to delay the full publication of the official voting records would only cast further doubt on their credibility. A growing number of nations, including the United States and Argentina, say the election was won by the opposition candidate Edmundo González. At the Olympics, all eyes will be on Rashida Adeleke later today as she goes in the heats of the 400 metres. Yesterday, Daniel Whiffen claimed his second medal in the pool, winning bronze in the 1500 metres freestyle. From Paris, Joe Stack reports.
The morning after Daniel Whiffen secured his second medal, day 10 begins with more Irish aquatic exploits. Diver Ciara McGing is in 10-metre platform action from 9 a.m. There's Irish involvement on the track too, with Sophie Becker, Charlene Maudsley and Rashidat Adeleke all in 400-metre heat competition from just before 11. Irish show jumpers will look to qualify for tomorrow's individual final from lunchtime, while sailors Eve McMahon and Finn Lynch continue their dinghy races. And it's a special day too for past Olympians. Some previous Irish medalists will be amongst those set to be honoured at the Parade of Champions here in the French capital later this afternoon. Joe Stack, RTE News, Paris.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Self-building, take efficiencies to new levels with a fully integrated Grant heating system. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Rain in the west, very heavy or thundery in parts with some localised flooding, will move eastwards during the morning and early afternoon as a clearance to sunny spells follows from the west. Highest temperatures of 17 to 21 degrees.